Welcome to the poem of the week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
We've all been reminded often that the use of antibiotics for conditions likely to be caused by viruses are not worthwhile, and in fact may be detrimental. In this week's poem, Mark looks at the question whether asking parents to delay filling a prescription for the treatment of acute otitis media reduced antibiotic use. Mark, what did they find?
Well, this was a study that was done in the emergency department. They had about 280 consecutive kids aged 6 months to 12 years, and all of them were diagnosed with acute otitis media by the ER physician. Parents were randomized to get either instructions to not fill the antibiotic unless their child was either no better or was actually worse in 48 hours, or they were told to just fill the antibiotic right away and give it to their child. So we had a wait-and-see group and a fill-it-right-away group. The prescription was usually for amoxicillin, and all of the kids got ibuprofen and analgesics. Outcomes were assessed about 5, 12, and 35 days later, and only about 1 in 8 kids in the wait-and-see group actually got antibiotics, while nearly two-thirds in the fill-it-right-away group filled the antibiotics. So the intervention did seem to work. This was true whether the kid was older or younger, and so antibiotic use was reduced with this intervention by using the wait-and-see strategy. Now, the kids in the wait-and-see group had ear pain for a few hours longer than those who got antibiotics right away, roughly 8 or 10 hours. But after 4 days, the percentage who had persistent ear pain was similar. Plus, those kids who got the antibiotics filled right away, not surprisingly, had more diarrhea, about 23% versus 8%. So this worked pretty well. The wait-and-see approach safely reduced unnecessary antibiotic use. I think it's important to remember that all of the kids got eardrops and ibuprofen to control their symptoms. And obviously, you want to do this only if you think you have good parental monitoring. But given all the problems with antibiotic overuse and antibiotic resistance, this is a simple way that we can make a difference. And other studies have shown that this sort of approach is very acceptable to parents.
So the thinking is that patient comes in with what they think is a bacterial infection. The doctor doesn't want to say no to them, doesn't want them to leave dissatisfied. So this may be a compromise measure where they can say, here's a prescription, but I don't think it's bacterial. Why don't you just wait and see, and then if it gets worse, you can fill the prescription.
That's right. And there have been other studies for other conditions. Been a number of studies with sore throat, with bronchitis. I do this a lot in my practice, and patients are very accepting of it. I think one of the reasons, and research has shown, that patients come in because they're afraid they're going to get worse, or they're afraid they have something more serious. And what makes patients satisfied with the visit is being carefully examined and learning something about their illness and knowing that they do have something to fall back on if they need it. It's not whether they got an antibiotic right away.
The patients that immediately fill the prescription, are they patients that judge their child's illness to be more serious, or are they ones that don't trust the doctor as much? Do we know anything about who they are?
I don't think we know that. I think there has been some research done by folks looking at this whole issue of medicalization. And that's something that happens if we treat an illness with an antibiotic, then patients, we're training patients that they always need an antibiotic for this illness, and that if they're not getting better, they need an even stronger antibiotic. So by medicalizing, by giving them the antibiotic right away, by really insisting they take it right away, we're really setting ourselves up for more of this in the future. On the other hand, talking to them about viral illness, talking to them about the delayed prescription, makes it less likely that they see this as an infection that always needs an antibiotic.
Excellent. That is this week's poem. Thank you, Mark, for joining us.
Welcome.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.